India and Pakistan began talks today in Islamabad for the first time in 2.5 years. The nuclear neighbors have fought 3 wars and started a nuclear arms race since they gained independence from Britain more than half a century ago. When India's parliament was attacked in December 2001, India blamed Pakistani-trained militants and cut off all ties. But last month, the two countries declared they are ready to move towards peace. Miranda Kennedy reports from Islamabad.
This week's talks are just the first step on what will probably be a long road towards building trust between the rival countries. Indians and Pakistanis are only too aware that they have tried dialogue several times before and failed. But on both sides of the border, they are cautiously optimistic that things are different this time.
Both governments have given, you know, indications of their will to build on the dialogue process. They've treated it as an achievement, as something precious, as something to be preserved.
Praful Bidwai is an Indian columnist specializing in India-Pakistan relations.
One of the reasons why India issued only a very low-key statement about Pakistan's nuclear transfers to North Korea, Libya, and Iran is because it is keen to preserve the dialogue process. Just a few months ago, India would have launched a campaign against Pakistan, deriding it as a rogue state.
Analysts say these first days of talks will demonstrate whether the countries are willing to be flexible and patient in working towards peace. It could be months before India and Pakistan get to the crucial issues, security, and the disputed Himalayan territory of Kashmir. But leaders now seem willing to soften the hard stances that have brought them to an impasse before. Pakistani President Pervez Musharraf recently made a U-turn on his policy of supporting militant activity in Kashmir, long India's greatest concern. Retired Pakistani Army General Talat Masood believes that internal and external pressures on Musharraf have opened the path to dialogue.
He has realized over a period of time, his learning curve has told him that there is no military solution to the problem with India. It has to be a political solution. He has also realized that this confrontation with India is destabilizing the country. And of course, there is a pressure from the United States.
In recent months, India and Pakistan have enforced a ceasefire along the line of control that divides them. They have reopened air, bus, and rail links. They have begun easing visa restrictions and discussed reopening trade ties. This weekend, India announced it will allow its cricket team to play in Pakistan next month for the first time in 14 years. And last week, the Indian Defense Minister said that so-called cross-border terrorism into Indian-held Kashmir has significantly declined. Former Indian Army Chief Shankar Rai Chaudhry says that militant infiltration into Kashmir will be the litmus test of the peace process.
While we move forward and we certainly talk and exchange handshakes and smiles and talk to each other and try and eliminate the causes of trouble, we've got to wait and watch. This is the closest we've come to having a chance to make peace between the two countries. A lot of things have happened in the past, but you keep it aside and you move on.
That's what negotiators will be doing this week in Islamabad, and trying to transform India and Pakistan's initiatives into a genuine peace process. This round of talks ends on Wednesday. For NPR News, I'm Miranda Kennedy in Islamabad.